Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. Time to hit rewind.
Good morning, Central Coast. Rob's brother Mikey rocked up to their grandfather's funeral, not in a suit.
Taxi rolls up. Out comes brother Mikey in a hospital gown, one hand bandaged up beyond belief. He'd split his hand open. He spent the night in hospital getting surgery and stitches. He said, I'm not missing the funeral. So he's come bungling out of a taxi in a hospital gown, bare butt, to the funeral. We were glad he was there.
I'm glad you didn't have to stand behind him. Right. To the end of the queue, Michael, to the end of the queue. And Steve from Wyonga called.
What's your ultimate song to be played at your funeral?
Mate, I reckon the bloke downstairs has really got it into me, a bit of an ABA, so I'm going to have Highway to Hell.
Highway to Hell. Okay, let's... Yes, and you'll be there. You know, Rob Palmer's going to be in the front of the queue.
Why wait that long, Steve? I had that song playing at my wedding.
I have issues when we play the song Errol from Aussie Crawl.
What is wrong with you?
Because Errol married my sister.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. There's a bit of bad Errol in your family.
Yeah, so. Every time I hear that, I think of Errol, former brother-in-law.
Anyway, enough about your brother-in-law.
They owned a fish and chip shop they bought, and all he did was smell of grease every time he came around.
Alan Drones rang about Byron Bay not wanting a Netflix show about the area.
Oh, come on. Byron Bay's reputation was built on free love and pot smoking. Remember your roots, Byron Bay? Yeah. Oh, just saying that. I want to hit north now.
I don't want to hang around any of Paddy's friends.
Gaz came up to me. He shook my hand. Well, after he shook my hand, I said, how you been? He said, oh, not too bad. I've had diarrhea for the last 3 days.
Yeah, and you just shook my hand.
And I went... Holy.
Thanks very much for that.
Thank you, Gaz. Thank you. I didn't need all that info. And then I looked at my hand and it froze.
Held it out like you're holding a rat.
Ronaldo, hairdresser to the stars, called about seeing Chris Hemsworth.
The last time, careful. Sebastian, third-year apprentice and part-time fisherman and I were this excited, we saw Chris Hemsworth at Byron Bay.
Oh, Jesus.
In the ocean. Actually, we were in the sand dunes with my binoculars.
Control your breathing, Ronaldo. Well done, well done. Calm it down, calm it down. Central Coast canine expert John Gatt called from a very unusual location.
I'm at Norway fishing on my kayak, and while I'm hanging on, I've got the biggest trevally. I've hooked onto this trevally, and I've still got him on my rod while I'm talking to you guys. How's that?
So you're in a kayak off Nora Head.
Yep, on a nice big trevally, and I still can't bring him up. I'm trying to hold the phone, one ear on the rod. I'm trying to reel him up. I'm nearly going over your bloody kayak. This better be worth it, boys.
Oh, God. All you've done is whinged in this phone call. We are attempting a world record of walking 60 dogs at one time. Ari from Daly's Point nominated his pooch.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah, yourself?
Good. You want to be part of a world record?
I thought I'd never get in there myself, so if my dog can get out of it close enough.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Ari, what sort of dog do you have, mate?
I've got a Weimaraner, so he's a little bit big, but he's pretty good on the lead most of the time.
What's its name?
His name's Achilles.
Achilles, okay, Achilles. Bloody, that's a strong name.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I've seen Call of the Wild, and those dogs, they can pull a sled, I tell you, across snow. That's only seven of them. And local legend Morris Goolagong and Kylie Cassidy's art is now hanging in the foyer of Gosford Police Station. Paddy liked what he saw.
You're bloody brilliant, mate. Not only were you brilliant on the AFL for your black diamond.
Listen to him
over
suck up to
goals.
You now, Murray.
No, no, but, mate, your art is just absolutely sensational.
Oh, here we go.
No, it bloody is.
Hey. Next, Rob, we'd be after me for one to put in the bloody lounge room.
Yeah,
I was just wondering, have you got a spare one that I could put in the lounge room?
Did you do a practice one first?
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. And if you've missed any of the show, download the Triple M app and subscribe now to the Paddy and Rob podcast.